Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Carlos Barrios, B-A-R-R-I-O-S, and I have a complaint. Yeah, I have a charge of $59.89 on my account for something that I didn't order.
What is your zip code?
06825, Fairfield, Connecticut. I called before, and I see still the charge in there.
Okay. Now let me get you to verify the address for me. Mr. Carlos. Hello, Mr. Carlos, are you there?
Yes, yes, I am.
Verify your address for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I said verify your address for me.
3973 Park Avenue, Fairfield, Connecticut. 06825.
Okay. I do see where you called in, and you called in on the 23rd, and that amount of $59.89 was taken out on the 19th, and you called in to cancel the account.
Yes. I called and I don't want to pay for that because I didn't order anything. So,
okay.
Please...
Your account is canceled, sir. When you called in, you didn't speak with the representative about a refund. All you stated was that you wanted to cancel the account.
Yes, but I still see the charges on my card.
Oh, okay, you're talking about the charge of $59.89, right?
Yes.
You called in to cancel on the 23rd. And when you called in to cancel, you didn't state to that representative that you wanted a refund. You only called in to cancel the account. That amount was on your account on the 19th.
Okay.
And you called in on the 23rd, but the account is canceled, sir.
Okay, so my question is, why did I see the charges in my account, in my card?
Okay, the last charge was on the 19th of March. When did you see another charge?
I'm looking at my statement right now, and I still seeing the $59.89 charge.
We charged it on March the 19th. We haven't charged our car anything else. The last time we charged your card was March the 19th, 2022, and your account it was canceled on the 23rd.
All right. So please tell me something. Did you make refund in my account on my card or cancel my charges on the account on the card?
Okay, sir. When you called in to cancel. You didn't call in to get a refund. All you did was call in to cancel the account. No, a refund was not issued to you because you didn't ask for a refund. All you wanted to do was cancel the account, and that's what happened. You canceled the account. You was not issued a refund. So, no, sir, you was not getting the $59.89 back. They just canceled the account for you.
All right, just cancel my account, but you're still charging me $59.89.
Okay, well, sir, you didn't speak with the representative about a refund. Only thing you told the representative is that you wanted to cancel the account.
Oh, I didn't say that. I wanted to cancel. I don't want to pay for it. I didn't order it, and the first time I didn't order anything from you. So what are going to happen now? What's going to happen now?
Okay, sir, when you called in, you told the representative on the phone that you wanted to cancel this account. You did not state to that representative that you wanted a refund for that amount.
Well, can you do that for me? Or somebody can do that for me?
Okay, well, sir, you will have... One second, sir. It looks like they offered you a 75% refund and you declined that offer, sir.
What do you mean 75%? I didn't order anything. So, please,
okay,
refund my money, Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If anybody can refund them.
They offered you a 75% refund and you declined it. So, sir, what would you like us to do? If you declined the refund of 75%.
But why 75%? I didn't order anything. I want the whole thing.
It's a valid charge, sir, when you signed up for that Bipes Hub.
I'm going to call a credit card and I'm going to dispute it because I don't want to pay for this because I ordered nothing from you. So are you going to help me, please, to refund the money or I'm going to call the credit card and dispute it?
Okay, and or let me state to you, once you file a dispute with your credit card company, they will contact us. And they will credit you that amount back of $59.89. But, sir, once they are done with their investigation, we will advise them that these are valid charges. And you will have to end up paying back that full amount of $59.89. Because it will come back that this is a valid charge. It was in the terms and conditions, sir.
I don't want to pay nothing. I'm going to call my credit card right now. And I'm going to dispute it because I didn't order for you nothing. I never ordered nothing for you. Okay, so you didn't charge me that. Okay?
You ordered the Dyson? What was that, the Dyson vacuum cleaner?
I didn't order anything. Please, I didn't order anything. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So you know the name of that Dyson vacuum cleaner,
I would be calling. Otherwise, I would be calling. Is it a manager or a supervisor that I can talk to? Because I'm getting a little... Please, let me talk to a manager.
Okay, sir, we all do take the same protocol. Give me one second. Okay, Mr. Carlos, I made sure this account was canceled, and I also refunded you that amount back of $59.89.
You're going to refund? Are you going to?
I already refunded it, sir.
Okay. Okay, you didn't. All
yes,
right.
Sir, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Thank you very much.
You're
What's
welcome.
Your name?
Tamika, T-O-M-I-K-A.
Sorry, your last name, your name, I'm sorry.
Tamika, T-O-M-I-K-A.
Oh. Okay, Tamika.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Thank you, Tamika.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm.